I'm Keith Peters reporting. Yemen's Houthi rebels launched a boat-borne bomb attack against a commercial ship in the Red Sea. Aboard the USS Laboon in the Red Sea, the ship's commanding officer, Commander Eric Bromberg, says Houthi attacks are relentless.
I don't think people really understand just kind of how deadly serious it is what we're doing, and how under threat the ships continue to be. I mean, the Houthis are shooting every day. Our ships remain under threat every day.
The boat-borne bomb attack by the Houthis on Wednesday is the latest escalation of the Iran-backed group, despite a U.S.-led campaign trying to protect the vital waterway. A Southwest Airlines plane that went into a Dutch roll was damaged in a recent incident.
Investigators say a Southwest Airlines plane suffered damage to parts of the structure after it went into a Dutch roll during a flight last month. The National Transportation Safety Board says the roll of the Boeing 737 MAX happened May 25th, but Southwest did not notify the safety board until June 7th. A Dutch roll is an unstable combination of the tail sliding sideways and the plane rocking in a way that causes the wings to roll up and down. No one was injured on the Southwest flight, which landed safely in Oakland, California. A Southwest spokesperson says that they are participating in the investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Speaker Mike Johnson says the House will go to court to enforce the subpoena against Attorney General Merrick Garland for access to President Biden's special counsel audio interview. The decision came hours after the Justice Department on Friday refused to prosecute Republicans' contempt of Congress charge against Garland. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 57 points, the Nasdaq rose 21. This is SRN News. A battle over religious freedom in Michigan.
Catholic officials are in federal court fighting the state over its decision to add sexual orientation and so-called gender identity to Michigan's civil rights law. The change would force Catholic schools to hire people who don't obey Catholic doctrine. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing some of the plaintiffs and says, quote, the Constitution is clear. Religious schools are free to operate according to their beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona lawmakers have voted to send an initiative to the November ballot that would protect two state Supreme Court justices targeted for removal for their support for a near-total abortion ban. Both chambers of the legislature agreed to let state voters decide in November whether to eliminate specific terms for Supreme Court justices and some other judges. They instead will be allowed to serve indefinitely, subject to a review commission. The proposed law would bypass Governor Katie Hobbs. This is SRN News. Consumers are still feeling anxious over persistent inflation. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The University of Michigan is out with its monthly Consumer Sentiment Index, and the preliminary number shows it's at 65.6. That's down nearly 3 points from May. Consumers' outlook has generally been gloomy since the pandemic and grew even more sour when inflation first spiked in 2021. Inflation has been coming down and gas and insurance prices dropped last month, but Americans are still gloomy. And that is weighing on President Biden's re-election bid. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A lawsuit challenging federal rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions lacks standing, a federal judge in Arkansas ruled on Friday. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.